NASCOM step by step.
We're going to Disney World!
Boris Petrovsky from the Russian Republic of Uzbekistan set a record by visiting every attraction in the park in just under 4 days.
I'm going to break this Russian guy's record and bring the title back home where it belongs.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is JT Disney.
Really? Country Music Talent Search. Winner receives a $500 college scholarship. Guys, this could be my big chance to be discovered.
It took us a year to save up that money, man. You're blowing in 2 days. You've got to be the most irresponsible jerk I've ever met.
I'm such a jerk. Why don't you get out of my face?
Oh, don't you worry. As soon as I can scrounge up enough money for bus fare, I'm heading back to Port Washington and find myself a new friend.
To make up today, so no bathroom breaks.
Man, you're strict.
Let's start right here at Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular.
Great. I love Indiana Jones.
Me too. I've been waiting for this all week.
Yeah? Well, give me five, little man. This is going to be awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make. It seems that Indiana Jones got waylaid by a tribe of angry nomads. There's going to be a slight delay. Next show will begin at 2 o'clock.
Can we come back at 2, Dad?
I'm sorry, son. We'll be on our way to the airport by then.
But I saved Indy to be my very last. And I'm never gonna see him.
I know how he feels. I remember one day I was at the Gilligan's Island convention. I waited all day to get Gilligan's autograph. And they sent out the professor instead.
Isn't there anything you could do, Dad?
Don't worry, pal. Let me see if I can work something out here.
Flash, what are you doing? We can't afford any delays.
Mark, some things are more important than the record. Excuse me, sir. My name's Jake Gordon, but you can call me Flash.
Oh, yeah. You're the guy who's trying to bring the ride title back to America.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Well, there's going to be a lot of kids disappointed if they can't see the show.
Well, I realize that, but there's just nothing I can do.
Not necessarily. Can we talk in your office for a minute?
Sure, why not? Let's go.
guitars. Mother Santa worry about girls with guitars.
Okay. All right. Not bad, huh?
Yeah. I think if we just work on it for a few more hours, we'll have it.
A few more hours? Karen, you spent practically your whole vacation in this stupid condo. I want to see the park.
See it on the Disney Channel when we get home.
Karen, don't you think you're being a little obsessive about this?
Hey, this is my future we're talking about. We've only got 6 more hours before the contest.
You know, I don't care what you say. I'm taking a lunch break.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, you two, get back here. This is my group, and we eat when I say we eat.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've got news for you, Miss Queen of the Nashville Nazis. We don't eat. We don't sing.
Well, fine. You're just backup singers anyway. I don't need you. Sing by myself.
That's fine with us.
Because in the immortal words of Johnny Paycheck, you can take this job and shut it.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to Country Music Talent Search at the Neon Armadillo. First up, we have a little gal from Port Washington, Wisconsin. So give a big, proper country welcome to Miss Karen Foster! You okay, honey?
I can't do this.
Next up, we got a little gal from Noonday, Texas, Miss Becky Sue Martin.
Karen!
Karen, stop! Karen, wait!
Just leave me alone.
Karen, what's going on?
Well, isn't it obvious? I choked. When I got up there and I saw the people and the lights, I got nervous and I froze.
I understand. I mean, you've sung for people before.
Yeah, but never in a big place like this. Guess I don't have any business being a real singer.
Karen, that's not true. You've got a lot of talent, all right? You can do this. You just have to go back and try it again.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you really want to be discovered, you're gonna have to sing in front of people. I'm not sure I can do that. Look, well, maybe you won't be as nervous if we get up there with you. Why would you do that after the way I treated you guys?
Come on, because we're sisters, you know? And we gotta stick together.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right.
Okay,
let's do it.
Thank you, Sue Martin, from Noonday, Texas, y'all.
Thank you. I think I'm ready now.
Okay, let's give it up one more time for Karen Foster.
Looking at Hendrix like a lovesick bug. She begged and she pleaded till death. You. What are you doing here? I figured you'd be out spending the last of our money.
I did. I just bought a bag of popcorn.
Well, then half of it's mine.
Yeah, you're right. Your half's on the ground, Pee-wee.
Oh, that's real clever, Jughead. I'm out of here.
Yeah? Well, why don't you go find Snow White? See if she's looking for another dwarf.
Hey, JT, what's going on?
Nothing. Just having a chat with my ex-best friend.
You know, I'd love to hear about this, but I'm on a deadline, so walk with me, talk with me.
Anyway, the bottom line is Rich is being a complete jerk.
Let me get this straight. You said you were JT Disney. You told Rich you were keeping track of the money, and you spent all of it but $11. But Rich is a jerk.
Well, put it like that, I guess it sounds like some of it's my fault.
Some of it?
All right, all of it.
Going up. Have a nice trip.
Look, man, I know I messed up, but I can't go crawling back and apologizing to him. It'd be too embarrassing.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, what's the big deal? So you lose your best friend? You guys don't go back that far, do you?
Well, only till the first day of kindergarten.
Okay. You got a lot of other friends, right?
Well, actually, Rich is about it.
Girlfriend?
Nope.
Hat?
Nope.
Favorite blanket?
Yeah, threw it away.
I see.
Well, I guess you're right, man. Maybe I should just go back and apologize.
Hey, great view. What happens next?
We drop 13 stories. JT, could you let go? This really isn't a hug moment.
Hey, Rich. Rich, wait up, man.
What? What do you want?
Look, man, I just want to give you something. Here.
What is this?
Look, man, I know I messed up with the money and everything, and I really want to make it up to you, so I cashed in my plane ticket, and I'm going to take the bus back home with you. I figured we could use what's left over to start our apartment fund again.
It's $200.
Man, I know it's not much, but when I get back home, I'm going to get a job and make the rest up to you. I'm really sorry, man.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. It wasn't all your fault. I mean, I was having a good time with the girls, too. I just shouldn't have let you hold the ATM card. It's like having Bill Clinton watch your French fries.
So, buds again?
Why not? I mean, we're already sleeping together. Fireworks, fireworks, yeah.
We are proud to present Illuminations, a dazzling display of fireworks and light.
Some anniversary, huh? Our last night here, and we haven't spent one moment alone.
Yeah, but the kids have had such a great time.
Honey, I'm just wondering when the day's gonna come and we can be a romantic couple again without a bunch of kids hanging around.
Yeah, well, I get the feeling that day's going to come a lot sooner than we think. should look at our kids down here. I mean, Brendan's 12. Dana's 20. Those kids will be gone before we know it.
Okay, what about Lily?
We have her outnumbered 2-1.
I guess you're right. After 7 kids, one's gonna seem like a vacation.
Great fireworks, eh?
Yeah, Ma. It's really nice.
You know, I've noticed that you two haven't had any time alone. Why don't I watch Lily tonight? You take the key to my condo.
Really? You mean we could spend the whole night alone?
Well, it's your anniversary. You should spend some time with your wife. Connect the dots, Frank. Thanks, Helen. Enjoy.
Thanks. Well, a whole night alone.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
What a great fireworks show.
Yeah, too bad you just missed breaking that Russian guy's record.
Yeah, that Indiana Jones thing really slowed me down. But it was worth it to make that little kid happy.
Flash! I just made some calculations, and you may still have a shot at winning the title. The Russian guy was here during a holiday week when the park was open an extra hour each night. Therefore, you still have 3 hours left to break the record.
That's great. You can do it tomorrow morning before I leave.
Do you think you can do 11 rides, 8 souvenir stands, and 26 food carts in under 3 hours?
Flash Gordon never backs down from a challenge. Let's do it!
Woohoo! Yes!